University of Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long, who has been kind enough to fit us into his busy schedule today. Talk about a little bit last night and then some other things, hopefully, if we have a few minutes. Mr. Long, how are you, sir?
Justin, great. You know what? It was great that we went into extra innings last night because we could not get enough of that atmosphere and exciting at Dickey Stevens Stadium last night.
It was pretty wild last night, and we talked to Coach Van Horn about this a little bit yesterday. I knew you guys knew that it would be well-received, but even you guys had to be pleasantly surprised about the turnout.
Well, absolutely. We expected, 7,000 or 8,000, thought that'd be fantastic, but to go up in 9, close to 10 or whatever, I'll tell you what, they put out 9,000-something. It sure looked like a lot more than that last night at the stadium, but it was an electric atmosphere, and with the Razorbacks coming back and winning in the 10th, really topped off a great evening in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, I was telling the guys, it was kind of weird last night in the press box. It was like we'd been overtaken by Northwest Arkansas media and folks from that part of the state. It was like being in a Razorback press box, except for we were here in Central Arkansas. So, but it was cool seeing everybody. And I was telling the guys earlier, and, I don't want to just kiss up because I got you on the phone. I was saying this earlier before you came on, but you are such a nice guy, and you go out of your way to say hello to everybody, whether it's the guy filling the Coke machine or it's the people in the media covering your teams or whatever it is. Who did you sort of learn your interpersonal skills from? Who do you give credit to for that?
Oh, I don't know. That's very nice of you to say, and that makes me feel very good because I do try to reach out to all the folks who support us and help us and whatever. But I think it starts with my father and mother. They were friendly folks, and we always treated people like we would want to be treated ourselves. So. We try to live by that, but I've come up through the ranks, and so I've worked closely with with the groundskeepers and the janitors, but everybody, it really is a team. It takes everybody to pull the thing off last night, pull that game off out last night, and I just respect the job that everybody has to do, and as being part of the team.
Well, there are a lot of different people and a lot of different kinds of businesses that could benefit from that type of advice. So I wish more people would follow suit on that type of activity, but. Anyway, moving back to baseball for a minute, we talked to Coach Van Horn also yesterday on the air a little bit about college baseball in general and sort of the way it seems to be gaining support and interest around the country, and certainly they're doing some things in Omaha to help showcase what's already a great event, and hopefully the Hogs will earn their way back to Omaha this year. But from your perspective as an athletic director, just talk about college baseball and how you think it's being perceived around the country.
Well, I do think it's growing, and I think we see that helping. I think we see the advent of the television packages, showing the games to more fans, even in our state here. I think that's helping to grow, and we're going to see more television coverage of college baseball as we move forward. I think, here again with the radio, with Arkansas, I think the radio broadcasts have really helped us expand our program. What was really fun for me last night, Justin, is I had several fans come up to me and say, hey, I've listened to the games all season on radio. It's great to finally see what Eibner looks like or what Cox looks like or Wilkins. So that was really neat. So I think that's growing. I think as great as our fan following has been for the Razorback baseball, I think we have great potential to continue to grow it.
Well, the interest here certainly has been very high, and we really love being part of it this year in the last couple of years and carrying the games. This weekend, it is a huge series with South Carolina. You got division leaders facing off, and yesterday, Coach Van Horn again, he didn't deflect any, pressure on this weekend. He said, hey, you could say it's just another series, and they all count the same, but this is different, and I love that, and he embraces that, and I think the team embraced it too, and they've got to be looking forward to another spectacular atmosphere for 3 days at Baum Stadium this weekend against South Carolina.
Well, they really are. I think other than Sunday, I think we're pretty close to sold out in the reserve seats, and certainly we have our outfield section that's available, so we still have room for some fans to come in. But I think the great thing about playing at Dickey Stevens and having that crowd and playing at Baum Stadium with a three-game series against South Carolina in a packed house, it really helps prepare our teams for postseason play because we're going to have that kind of atmosphere. And you know what? That's not the case all over the country. A lot of programs, are playing before 200 and 300. 500 is a big crowd. 1,000 might be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So when they go into postseason play, they're not as prepared as our team is for the excitement and electricity of a regional or a super regional.
Right. University of Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long joining us in the zone. Let me ask you about expansion. It's something that's come up really in the last 24 hours again because of rumors with the Big Ten maybe identifying a few teams that they've gone after. Now, their commissioner's come back and said, no, we haven't offered any invitations to join the league. But do you think that college athletics will look similar to what we see today in the next 5 years, or do you think it'll be drastically different? Do you think there's going to be a big shift in the near future?
I think there's going to be some kind of a shift, and it's going to be very interesting to see it play out. I think there are a couple conferences who are going to make some moves, and then I think there's a couple conferences who maybe are in jeopardy of losing some teams. You know, I don't want to get specific because I don't think it's fair to those conferences and schools and such, but, yeah, I do sense that this is moving. I was part of that Big East situation, so I know what it senses. You know, I have a sense for what it feels like, and it feels like we're going to have some change in that regard here. And I think, you know, as most people have talked about, the Big Ten is going to make the decision and make a decision. I think the Pac-10 will make a decision. And then, as Commissioner Slava says, you know, SEC is going to be studying and being poised to not just sit back and react to things. They're going to be poised that if we need to make some adjustments, we will do so. So it's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a very interesting time and a transformational time, I think, in intercollegiate athletics.
At the end of this month, you guys have your conference meetings. You expect conversation on that issue when you guys get together?
Yes. We met in Phoenix just a week and a half ago, and certainly that was part of our meetings. And then, yeah, it will certainly be a part of our Destin meetings coming up at the end of the month, beginning of June.
It came up in an interview I had with Coach Pelfrey earlier in the week about the situation when he came on board, and it was kind of eye-opening for people. I think there had been a lot of rumors around, and, of course, you know, the way things played out with Dana Altman and him taking the job and then not accepting the job and then Coach Pelfrey coming in. I think it was eye-opening with him kind of clarifying some things and just how difficult a situation he'd walked into from an academic standpoint. And I don't know how comfortable you are talking about specifics on that, but it was something that came up and really opened a lot of people's eyes as to what a difficult situation it was in trying to make that transition to a new coach in the basketball program when he came on board.
Well, I would just say, you know, it's a difficult thing to talk about because, you know, none of us wants to be perceived as making excuses. And John's that way, and certainly I'm there that way. I have said many times, I've said many times that the situation that John inherited was far more difficult than what average fans could know. There's no reason or way fans could know about that. You have to be an inside. You know, we can't talk about specific student-athletes' academic things. That's protected by federal law. So we've got to be very careful what we say, how we say it. And, again, we don't want to be perceived as making excuses for things. So, you know, we have to walk a delicate line. A coach does, an athletic director does. But they were significant challenges when John took over, and he mentioned some of them. There were others. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're working our way out of that. We're not going to make excuses. We have some hurdles to get over. We're working very hard behind the scenes every day to build this basketball program. And you know, that's what we're set out to do. We're not going to make excuses. We've had some bumps. We've got some challenges. But, hey, it's competitive. It's competitive everywhere. Yep. We're working hard to get better quality student-athletes in our program, and I think that we're heading in that direction.
Yeah, and I don't think it came off that way at all. I think he was just very matter-of-fact kind of pointing out that it was some challenges. I don't think he's using it as an excuse. I will say one thing that was very clear is that he loves the team he has coming back. He likes the guys he's got coming in as signees, and he's excited about this year, especially when you're talking about, you know, from a student-athlete perspective and also from a chemistry standpoint. I think he's very, very excited about the coming season.
Yeah, and what I mean, I don't think John ever makes excuses. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I know. I'm just saying a lot of people would take it that way, though. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, people will pick up on that and say, you know, different folks would pick up on that and say, hey, they're just making excuses. So we try to pride ourselves on not making excuses. We're working through it. We have tough things and whatever. But, yeah, we've got some John. I think John is moving things, and he is some quality young people coming in. The three, I think, that we have coming in this year, we're very excited about. The potential for the 11 class is looking good. So, you know, we're working. John is, you know, he's a very good person, very good coach. He's going to do it the right way. And, you know, we have confidence that he's going to be able to turn the corner in our program.
It is, everybody's got Razorback baseball fever right now, but as you know all too well, it is always football season here in Arkansas. And today Ryan Mallett will be on College Football Live with a couple of former greats and Andre Ware and Brock Heward. Just talk a little bit about the coming season, maybe some of your hopes after what you saw in the spring, and then I guess specifically with Mallett, are you guys going to mount any sort of organized Heisman campaign? Because I think there's sort of an informal one going around the fan base right now.
Well, a couple things. First of all, yes, we're very excited. You know, I love the fact that Coach Petrino is accepts the challenge and accepts the high expectations for our program. That's what I really attracted me about him as a coach is that, hey, he wants us to have high expectations and he wants us to be predicted to do well. So I think after 3 years, we got a program that really can compete in the SEC West, which may be the toughest division of the toughest conference in the nation. So I think he's got us prepared. I think we've got some depth. I think we've got some real talent. Obviously, we want our defense to continue to get better, and we think we have some weapons on offense. So those things are very exciting. I'm excited that our fan base is so excited, and it's going to be a great year. As far as the campaigns for Heisman, you know, I've been through a number of them with going back to, gosh, Charles Woodson at Michigan and Larry Fitzgerald at Pitt and a number of guys, so I'm very familiar with them. But, you know, really, they're one on the field, and campaigns to promote Heismans really don't affect the voters. I mean, we have a plan, and we have a plan in place that we will inform the voters of Ryan's success on the field, and we think that will help prepare him to win the Heisman. And again, ultimately, Ryan will win that on the field.
Mr. Long, it's Pat here. How you doing, my friend?
Pat, my good friend, Pat.
You know,
How many three-pointers did you shoot this morning before breakfast?
I woke up only about 200. Only about 200. 200. But listen, we don't shoot them. We make 200.
Oh, right? Sorry.
Well, you know, you guys do a great job at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. And I haven't gotten a tweet from you in about 5 days.
It's been a little while. I've been very busy. And, you know, I should have tweeted last night from the ballpark. And there were so many great people to see and visit with last night. I got distracted. But, Pat, you keep following me and get your listeners to follow me because, you know, I'm in competition with other ADs in this ACC or SEC. And I want some more. I want to need some more followers. I want to win. I like to compete in everything.
I am starting a rumor, Jeff, that Pat Bradley is in the running for the open Razorback basketball assistant position. So if you could help further that with some tweets, that'd be really cool.
Yeah,
because we need all the attention we can get down here.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to interviewing Pat when he comes in. Coach Pelfrey asked me to sit in and visit with Pat. So.
Yeah. Here's how that interview goes. Hi, Pat. Hello, how are you? What are you kidding me?
You want to go to
get
lunch?
Get out of my office.
No, at least take me to lunch down at Brough Commons or something.
Well, Pat knows where all the good places are.
We're looking into Pat's academic background as we speak. So.
Well, all he knows is he had a great tutor.
you got 1,579 followers right now. Jeff Long UA is your Twitter account, but you're only following 5 people.
Yeah, I use it to send messages out. I don't follow. Okay. One of them is my daughter, I think. So.
Yeah, I remember she had a competition. What is it exactly she's involved in?
Well, both my daughters are in horse riding.
That's
horse
what it
jumping,
is.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember getting tweets about that. Now, you lost an egg recently, the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, have not found the egg. I did. Okay. I meant to do
very
like
interesting stuff.
A day 45 or 96 of lost egg. It has not turned up.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we're concerned. My wife is not happy about my misplaced Easter egg.
What does it say?
No, you got to follow him on Twitter if you want to know. Okay. Everybody wants to know what's going on. You got to follow the man on Twitter. He's good, though. And the last, few that you had here were just about every inning updates on some of these games. So you do a good job, though.
I get excited about it, you know, and I want to share it. You know, we're coming back and getting ready to win a game. I get excited, so I want to share it with those guys following me and girls.
Speaking of the Twitter thing, too, the new media obviously has been such a huge deal, and I understand that you guys are working on an iPhone app that people will be able to catch Razorback Athletics on. Is that right?
Well, we have an iPhone app now, okay. iHog, I'll tell you where we're cutting edge. I'm really excited about this. We believe we're the only one doing this right now, but you can get we have a beta site up on our iHog for you to listen to Razorback baseball games over your iPhone. So have your listeners, if they're interested in that, go to iHog and download iHog. It's free, and get the updated version, and you can actually listen to the game, the Razorback baseball games this weekend.
Is that right?
Yes. We don't think any other college is doing this right now. We're kind of on cutting edge there.
I like the way you roll, Jeff Long. That's very good.
We're trying to push the envelope.
I dig that. Well, if you can get Coach Petrino to start Twitter, I think we'd really have something going there.
You know, I almost had him last summer, but then he pulled back. So
does he have a cell phone?
He does. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It looks like someone wouldn't even mess with that.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's got a smartphone or not, but he's got a cell phone.
He's talking on a landline. It's got a cord. He doesn't even have, like, a cordless phone at home. I can see that. But anyway, well, listen, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks for everything, and I love talking to you on the air. You never shy away from anything, whether we're talking in person or on the air, and I appreciate that. And hope to see you again soon. I was trying to get up this weekend, but we're all tied up. We've got a big barbecue festival that we put on every year. Maybe we can get you down some year, but this weekend you better be supporting your Hogs up there from a baseball standpoint. I guess we'll have to wait till the regional to catch you.
I will be, but put the radio on and listen to the Hogs at your barbecue down there, all right?
For sure we will, because it's going to be right here on the Buzz for those who love to listen to it. So, Jeff, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to be on, guys.
All right, take care.